You might not expect a 19th century novel to hold much appeal for a group of middle school girls today, but Little Women sparked lively conversation during a break at the Village School in Charlottesville. Students were assigned to read the Civil War era story over the summer to discover what society expected of females back then and what gender inequality remains.
They sort of thought women should be doing the housework.
Women could not vote, and they were expected to be dependent on men. And I think still there's some injustice in the world for women and girls.
We spoke with 10-year-old Shreya, Dahlia, Elizabeth, Kate, and Abby.
It was inspiring to me, and my dad read it with me.
All the girls were independent, and they were themselves, and they didn't listen to what other people said about them. It encouraged me to speak out and be myself.
Maybe I could try writing plays, because Jo's creativity and, like, her imagination is just really cool.
And they marveled at how difficult and different life once was in this country.
There was sicknesses that didn't have cures yet.
They could live off the land, and they didn't have to depend on technology. And if they didn't know something, they'd look it up in a book or ask someone else. They wouldn't look it up on Google or on a computer.
Village School co-founder Proel Hartwell teaches English to the 77 girls who attend. He sees Little Women as a turning point for females in modern literature.
It's really the first novel that shows a woman earning her living, first American novel maybe that does that, and supporting the family.
And despite the fast pace of modern society, he finds girls today are drawn to the quiet, slow-moving story.
They are often surprised that a book that doesn't have a lot of external action can be so absorbing.
One reason, he adds, students can identify with Alcott's characters.
My favorite character was Jo because I have long hair and I love to read and write, and so does she.
I really liked Meg.
I liked Beth because I just felt like she represented a really good, sweet-hearted person.
I liked Jo. She was probably the most independent. She spoke out against what she thought was wrong.
The head of Village School, Eliza O'Connell, says Little Women is a challenging read with cultural references like Pilgrim's Progress that are unfamiliar to kids today.
It in some ways forces parents to get involved with the reading, and so it allows for a lot of great discussion between the parent and the daughter who's reading it.
Students celebrated the book by seeing one of the films based on Alcott's story, by parading along the downtown mall in period costumes, making silhouettes, handkerchief dolls, and other crafts of the era, and by watching scenes from the book performed by classmates.
I just think you're mean, Jo March! I want to go! I want to go!
Well, you can't! There's Laurie now, Meg. Come on, we mustn't keep him waiting. He's got a sled.
Jo, I'm ready. And Amy, be a good girl.
You'll be sorry for this, Jo March. You wait and see if you ain't. I'll get even with you. You wait and see.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Come on.
But perhaps the thing students, faculty, and parents like best about Little Women is its message. The Village School was founded 24 years ago when books like Reviving Ophelia and Failing at Fairness suggested girls in middle school felt pressure to hide their intelligence, creativity, individuality, and ambition. For Jo, Meg, Beth, Amy, and students here, that's not happening. I'm Sandy Houseman.